welcome to a special recording of the Real Problem with Chester Missing podcast in response to President Ramaphosa's meeting on Sunday where he spoke to us like he's our frickin' dad. Why does President Ramaphosa always talk to us on a Sunday, people? The ANC's stolen our money, so now they're stealing our Sundays as well. Futsek. General Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi threw the Minister of Police under the bus, but it turns out the bus has already been stolen and it's no longer a danger to anyone. To explain it all, I've asked political analyst Koketso Sechane to come talk to us. How's it, Koketso?
When did I become a political analyst?
You are now.
Okay, I just
you're a discount one. You're a radio personality who has opinions. Isn't that what a political analyst is?
Not really, but yeah, I don't
know.
So
if you're not a political analyst, what are you?
I'm just a person with an opinion.
We have a guy from the street. He was walking on his way to the spa here in Claremont in Cape Town. Koketso, how are you, by the way?
I'm all right. I'm just amused by where we are right now. It's interesting. Let's see what happens.
I think it's nuts. What do you make of the president's response? Because quite frankly, if any more useless, Cell C would use him as a cell phone tower.
I'll be honest. I love drama. So on Sunday, 7 o'clock, I was on waiting. 7:30, of course, as always, it was always going to be late. And I expected drama. I was hoping for something dramatic. But we got what we knew was going to happen. Think about it this way. So on the one hand, as South Africans, we are heartful. We're tired of this whole commission, which leads to findings, which lead to no consequence. So I'm not surprised that people were and are upset that yet another commission was announced. But what else was the president going to do? I didn't get what I was hoping for, but we got what we were going to get anyway.
Yeah, that's fair enough. What if you ran a drug cartel where you work and then pretended you're doing your job, would you get fired immediately?
Yeah, but there would also be due process to verify whether or not I do have a drug cartel running at work.
That's true. I suspect you don't have a drug cartel running at work or you'd be higher than you are right now. What is a judicial commission of inquiry? It sounds like a fancy way of boring us into forgetting that a police commissioner might be a criminal. Like if you catch your husband cheating and then he gives you a cake to throw you off. It sounds like that.
Well, I mean, let's look at it this way. As a start, we have the commission is going to be headed by the outgoing acting Deputy Chief Justice Madlanga, right? And what we are going to have is looking at all the different issues, all the allegations that have been made, people will be appearing before the commission. There'll be investigations. And then because it's headed by a member of the judiciary, then they'll be in a position to make certain findings and recommendations and even go as far as saying this particular person has to be further investigated or even charged. So it's going to go in depth. At least we're hoping that that's what's going to happen.
But isn't that the cycle of bullshit? You see there's a problem, you be shocked, you start a commission. You ignore the commission. You lose your iPad, then you be shocked again. Then you start a commission. That's the cycle of bullshit. Nothing's ever going to change.
True, because history shows that nothing ever happens. But what do we expect to happen? If we're going to get to the core of these issues, we have to sit and watch it all play out. And hopefully at the end, we'll see some consequence. History says that there won't be any consequence. So we're not hopeful, but there's nothing else we can do.
But will South Africans remember this in 6 months' time? Because they've been given 6 months to work out what the hell's going on with a three-month WhatsApp to us. Is Ramaphosa just trying to buy time to get us to forget about the money in his couch or to get the rest of his money out of his couch?
There's nothing that's going to happen. In 6 months' time, we would have been on the next issue. See, the thing is, in South Africa, we work in cycles of outrage. So there's an issue. And then we get outraged, we talk about it, we come to Chester Missing and we talk about it.
Yep.
And then next week a new scandal starts and then we'll have another conversation with Chester and then there'll be another commission. And it's just the cycle goes on like that. So we're wasting time. We've been here before too many times. Let's see what happens once again. I'm waiting for the next scandal. What else is going to happen? What's next?
Well, I had sex with a Barbie doll. When that video makes it onto the internet, it's toast. We're going to forget about this commission entirely. That's a wild. There were four Barbie dolls involved, and quite frankly, I'm shocked myself. Let me just say, one of the Barbie dolls' legs came off, and there was a socket. I don't want to say more. Listen, Koketso, 6 months' time is like mid-December. It's December.
Yeah.
Have you noticed South Africans don't notice anything in December? You could literally steal the whole of Potchefstroom in mid-December, and nobody would care. Although, technically, you could steal Potchefstroom in July and we also wouldn't care, but you get my point.
The can has been kicked down the road, and then further down the road in 6 months' time we'll have, oh no, wait, hold on, it's holidays, think about it, and then the early next year is going to be, no, we're busy with January 8th, and then yeah,
exactly.
And then eventually we'll, oh, we used to have somebody called Senzo Mkhunu. Oh, okay.
Who is that guy?
Yeah, exactly.
It's part of you'll find him on Tinder next. Listen, last night, looking for a new party, last night on your radio show, you made the point that our democracy is based on a lack of accountability because there are yet to be consequences for the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Why is nobody ever held to account in South Africa? You're more likely to face consequences in South Africa if you don't pay your TV license.
On a serious note, so, I mean, the point that I was making is that we need to get, and we should by now be used to no consequence, right? Because the anchor and the root of our democracy, if one looks specifically at the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which was celebrated, lauded all over the world as the most amazing thing and part of the transition, what happened there was there were specific findings that were made where some people were granted amnesty, others were denied amnesty. There were cases that were ready for prosecution then already, and none of it was pursued. Now, there are many theories as to why. Some of them include the fact that a deal was made between the African National Congress and the Nationalists to say, we will not pursue these particular cases as part of the agreement around the transition. Right? So already the anchor of how we started this democracy was based on lack of accountability, was based on a commission whose findings were going to be ignored. So any other commission that has happened since then, whether you want to talk about the Nugent Commission or you want to talk about the Zondo Commission or even the Marikana Commission for that matter, how many people have you seen who have been held accountable or who have been held to account on the basis of the findings of a commission?
Nobody. Nobody. I think Senzo Mkhunu was like more likely to face consequences if we find out he hasn't paid his True Words license.
I didn't know there was a True Words
license. There is a True Words license. It's like a marriage license.
The license to wear shoes.
A license to dress like Julius. A True Words license. Hey, get my hand up. Thank you. No, I. You know, it's insane how little people face consequences in the country. Surely we already have an independent body to investigate the police, like the public protector, or those people from Kumbulekaya. Those Kumbulekaya people can find a missing father. They can definitely find a dodgy tender.
We should have a tender put out to the producers of Kumbulekaya and see what happens.
Say it's someone's father.
Right. Somebody's father stole a tender.
That's right. Who's your daddy? Kat Matlala.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, there are institutions that are supposed to be doing certain, investigations. We've got the SIU. We've seen the SIU do some interesting stuff. There's IPED. IPED has got a couple of challenges, Alshem.
Thank you. My hands are meant to be fixed, but this cheapskate hasn't fixed them yet.
Yeah, but IPED has had some challenges. The public protector, of course, historically, we've seen some monumental kind of decisions being made, but also there's been issues that have been taken with some of the findings of the public protector. We know that there are already some political parties that have lodged complaints with the public protector around this issue of General Mkhwanazi. So we'll see what happens there. There's also committees in parliament that are meant to be investigating the same issues. We'll see what happens there. But then, Chester, here's the thing.
Yep.
For me, one of the questions that arises is, so General Mkhwanazi says that he's got evidence around certain wrongdoing, whether it is by politicians or even members of the SAPS. As a police officer, he's meant to not only be investigating, but on the basis of the evidence that he has, arrest some people.
Yes.
So are we going to see action on the part of the police or even General Mkhwanazi himself based on the evidence that he says he has.
Isn't Jenim Kunazi himself kicking the ball down the road by doing a big announcement and just, instead of just doing his job? You know, nobody's ever had their cell phone stolen and then the police commissioner goes on TV, someone's stolen the cell phone, instead of just going arresting the dude who stole the frickin' cell phone.
Well, there's two ways to look at it. On the one hand, yes, he should just go ahead and do his job, arrest these people. But also you could argue that the reason why he decided to go the route that he did is because he knew that there would not be any recourse within the SAPS should he go and charge certain people. So it's a question of how else do you go about blowing this thing out of the water so that everybody knows what's going on while also doing your job? I don't know. But we need to thank him for being here, right?
No, that's true. At least he did what he, you know, did something. I just realized that IPED, the Independent Police Investigate, blah, 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 sounds a lot like iPad. So when Ramaphosa said he lost his iPad, I think he actually meant he lost his iPad. Thank you, South Africa. That was a great realization. Listen, Nobuhle Nkabane, the Minister of Higher Education, who lied to Parliament, is Zulu. Senzo Mkhumo is Zulu. Is the president scared of firing Zulu people because KZN will tell the ANC to footsack?
Haven't they already?
Yeah, they kind of have, but they could do it more.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it has a lot more to do with internal ANC matters than it has to do with who is Zulu. What
Zulu.
Are you?
Do you know the Zulu
what
word?
Are you?
What am I? I'm a white pup with a white guy's hand in his ass.
I'm white?
Basically an Investec credit card.
Are you white?
Well, in the mirror I am. I don't know. I made out of latex, so technically I'm a condom. Are condoms white? What's your opinion?
If they're made in India, are they?
Are they Indian condoms? I don't know. I've never tasted an Indian condom. Do you know what the Zulu word for footsack is?
What?
Tabo Mbeki! Oh, thank you!
Wow.
Get my hand. I jumped. Got okay. So excited. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say that we've got a problem. On a serious note. We've got a problem in this country. We've got a problem in terms of accountability.
Yep.
We also have a problem in how, at times as South Africans, we struggle to balance our outrage with also being realistic, right? And so for me, that's the struggle where I had certain expectations of the president. I've got outrage as well. But also I think there is a need for us to allow this thing to roll out and see what happens. We don't have the time for it, but there's nothing else we can do.
Yeah, it's very frustrating because we suspect at the end he's not going to do anything, but we have to let it happen before we can say, see, you did fuck off.
Wouldn't it be dramatic if suddenly we hear of General Mkhwanazi going to arrest Senzo Mkhumo?
I think that'd be great. He must arrest Senzo Mkhumo and he must arrest DJ Fresh just for Njad, you know,
what?
Just to do it, just for fun, just see what happens.
What?
Let the country go, why is Fresh going to jail? And then let him out and go, oh, sorry, made a mistake. I think that would be great for the news cycle. I mean, I love Fresh.
You could have chosen any other person.
Okay, Koketsu to China. We arrest. Imagine you got arrested with it. What happened to Koketsu? Oh, no, it was a mistake. That would be a fun. I think that would be a cool turn. You're like, just
nice
arrest
lawsuit.
Random celebrities.
That would be a nice
go get Bonang Matheba. Why is Bonang going to jail? Oh, excessive Revlon.
What happens now, Chester?
I don't know. I don't. Listen, man, do you think Ramaphosa is captured?
Who isn't captured?
Well, I'm captured. I literally have a hand in my backside. You work at the SABC, so you're not captured, but you're Popeye. So, I mean, yeah, we are all captured, but that's a weird way of saying, that's like farting and going, everybody farts. It's not really honest about, yeah, but you farted in the cafeteria.
You could argue that the president's entry, well, back in the day in corporate was in itself a capture, right?
Exactly. Right, South so. Africa is, I mean, Marikana, he was the sidekick of Lonman, literally a British mine, and this country was based on the idea of making, you know, of being a, it was the Dutch East India Company, and then apartheid was a way to get cheap labor for mines. And here the president of our country was the sidekick of an actual British mining company. So colonialism isn't over. It just got, it smells pala pala flavor now.
I think, it, you know, being captured has been thrown around as a swear word, and maybe it does apply, but I think the country itself is captured. That's it.
In what, I mean, I can guess, what do you mean?
So what I mean is that the idea of this democracy that we live in. I mean, you mentioned colonialism. So in itself, that is a capture, right, on the one hand. And then this democracy that we have and the basis of this democracy that we have and the lack of accountability that we have and the consistent, dominance of capital in itself says we are living within a captured state. So when we talk about people being captured, yeah, what else do you expect?
Well, I mean, I'd like to have 10 million rand on my couch too, if I'm captured, to be honest. Because honestly, if Cupcake gets any more captured, we're going to have to change his name to Muffin, and not any muffin, one of those mug and bean muffins that could have its own solar system.
I don't think any of them are clean. I don't think any of them are not captured.
The muffins or Ramaphosa?
All of them.
Oh, you heard that, mug and bean. Even your muffins are captured. According to Keketso Sechane, you heard it from him. Feroz Khachalia, university professors, is now the minister, and the MK and EFF don't like it. Are you okay with Feroz Khachalia?
I mean, I don't know the guy. I know of him. I know he was an MEC for community safety at some point in Gauteng back in the day. And, of course, in his work as a professor, he is said to be knowledgeable on these matters around, crime. But what has arisen, you mentioned EFF, you mentioned MK. So they've cited two sections of the Constitution that they say are the basis for them taking issue with the appointment of Professor Khachalia. On the one hand, there's a part of the Constitution that says the president can appoint a minister, an existing minister, to do or stand in for a minister who is, for whatever reason, not available. So you can have, for example, you can't have a deputy minister stepping in for a minister. So if Chester is the minister of puppets and Gogezo is the minister of intelligence and he is not available, then Chester would have to, act in on my behalf.
Yeah.
So it can't be anybody else. So that's the one part. And then secondly, the Constitution allows for the president to appoint two people from outside of the National Assembly into his cabinet, right? So you don't have to be a member of parliament.
Yep.
And then their issue is that that part of the Constitution does not say anything about an interim minister.
Yep.
So you've got those two sections of the Constitution that they say are the basis for them arguing that the president, what he's doing and appointing an interim minister is in itself unconstitutional, and they're threatening to go to court.
But isn't this MK the same people who want to use the Constitution as toilet paper, run by Jacob Zuma, who literally thrusts the Constitution down the toilet repeatedly? Now suddenly they care about the Constitution? Seems a bit like double standards to me.
While that might be the case, is their argument wrong?
Okay, fair enough. That's a good point. Listen, on my Facebook, I ask for people to ask questions. I do.
Okay.
You can follow me there. It's very weird. I also got an OnlyFans page. I ask people to give questions for our guest, Keketso Sechane. And then Tabiso says, ask her. That's the pronoun you were given.
Okay, yeah.
Ask
yeah.
her, what are you feminist? What are the chances of General Mkhwanazi opening a political party? Because it seems like this is the only way in which South Africa can be cleaned.
I doubt that. I think he comes across as a seasoned police officer who is determined in rooting out crime in the country, and he's willing to die for it. So there's nothing that I've seen that in any way remotely says he's possibly going to start a political party. I think also because it happens too often that people end up starting political parties, that we expect it from people even if they themselves have not said anything about it, so I doubt that will happen.
And then the next thing that obviously everyone wants to know is, how is this being shaped by the 2026 municipal elections? Because it looks like this is all game playing before the elections. The police have been used before politically. Are they being politically used now?
I doubt it. I think what is at play is something possibly much deeper than just the elections. Control of the state, control of the future of the country. It goes beyond 2026, I think.
And if you had 10 million rand in your couch, Keketso, what would you spend it on?
A better studio.
Thank you. On that note, we're firing our guest. Thanks for coming in and talking up to us. We appreciate it. You see, this is what happens. This is what happens. You get your own podcast and suddenly you get your friend on and he starts dissing your hands. No, Futsak, go. Leave. Go. We've had enough of you. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it for the special recording. No, you can really go.
Right now?
Yes, go now, now. Thank you for coming. We appreciate it. That was Koketsu Sechane. We love him. We appreciate him coming on. Let us know what you think in the comments and share, like, subscribe. And if you have a couch with 10 million randies, please send it to me. It's at chestermissing.whatwhat. And he's back again for the next episode. I'm out. Bye.